Now to the new fallout this evening after those violent and bloody clashes in California outside a Donald Trump event. Protesters attacking Trump supporters. Those supporters were targeted as they left the convention center in San Jose overnight. Some punched, some chased down and beaten. Others had bottles thrown at them. And just a short time ago, Donald Trump addressing the violence. ABC's Tom Yamas is in California.
Tonight, Donald Trump condemning the protesters behind those bloody attacks on his supporters.
They walk out and they get accosted by a bunch of thugs burning the American flag. And you know what they are? They're thugs.
Anti-Trump protesters hunting down the very people who backed Trump, pelting a woman with eggs.
Oh my God!
Surrounding this man trying to get away. Other Trump supporters beaten.
What happened? I was walking on the street and this guy like sucker punched me in the back of the head.
The protesters shaking cars, breaking taillights. Police on hand, but it seems that they didn't act quickly enough. This amid concerns about security at the upcoming Republican National Convention. Trump tonight saying he has supporters of all races standing by him, calling out one man in the crowd.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest? Do you know what I'm talking about?
But now Trump is embroiled in a new racially charged controversy, attacking a federal judge because he is Mexican-American. Judge Gonzalo Curiel, who was born in Indiana and is a U.S. citizen, presides over one of the lawsuits against Trump University.
I have a judge who is a hater of Donald Trump, a hater. He's a hater. The judge, who happens to be, we believe, Mexican, which is great. I think that's fine.
But Trump now says the judge's Mexican background should disqualify him from the case, telling the New York Times, I have a Mexican judge. He's of Mexican heritage. He should have recused himself. Trump calling that a conflict of interest. And tonight, doubling down on CNN.
If you are saying he can't do his job because of his race, is that not the definition of racism?
No, I don't think so at all.
No?
No, he's proud of his heritage. I respect him for that.
But you're saying he can't do his job because of it?
Look, he's proud of his heritage, okay? I'm building a wall. This judge is giving us unfair rulings. Now I say why. Well, I'm building a wall, okay? And it's a wall between Mexico, not another country.
But he's not from Mexico.
In my opinion,
he's from Indiana.
He is his Mexican heritage, and he's very proud of it.